talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Hey, she was a little frosty this morning. I had 35 when I was leaving the peanut field this morning from baling hay, and a couple other buddies had 35 on their truck also. And then I got a Snapchat from the hog man out there in Kelton, Texas, and he had 28 on his truck, so it's pretty chilly currently right now. Slap out, you're 55. Ceiling 55, Eric, Oklahoma 59, Hollis 59, Hobart 58. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, we got 57 at Lipscomb, 58 at Miami, and 59 at Dozer, and 58 at Wellington. Well, once a year during the month of October, any given weekend, there's some people from Serra National and Shamrock Country Club get together. Farmers, ranchers, wannabe farmers, wannabe ranchers, oil field people, doctors, pharmacists, lawyers, all kinds of business going on. And there's even a judge that attends this. Well, we had the shootout this weekend. It's called the Route 66, or Route 66, however you want to say it. State Line Ryder Cup Shootout. And the judge, Mr. Rick Walton, he's on the phone with me because you guys heard me last week. I was kind of giving him crap, warning him we was coming. But I want to let you know before he comes on live on the air that this thing's been going on, 10, 11 years? And I think up until this weekend, the trophy, as we call it, has been in Serra. It's been over there 1 year, and the rest of the time it's been here, give or take. Well, I ain't gonna lie. They got it. They took it away from us. And Rick, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking your time to be with us. I got to eat crow today. I'll admit it. But my pride is, you know, I'm kind of hard headed.
I wouldn't miss it.
Oh, I know. You got me on speaker. I can't hardly. You was breaking up a little bit there. Are you there? Come on, Rick. Come back online with me. Hello. Oh, man. Oh, I lost him. Give me a second here. I'm going to call him right back. Are you there? Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, okay? All right, Rick, you there? Rick, are you there? Oh, man, I lost him again. Well, we'll wait on him to call back here. He lost me there for a second. But anyway, we had a good time this weekend, and we came away with our heads down. But you guys, it's good to get with people from both sides of the state line. And we had a good time. They cooked us a great steak, had a good meal for us, and I got to meet some other people that I've never met when I've been over there. And one of them, both ladies that work in there at the country club, one of them's an avid listener and a big OU fan, which is a plus. And then here we go. Hang on 1 second. Are you there? All right, I'm gonna put you on hold. right, let's try this again, Rick.
All right.
There, I got you. Good. Anyway, sorry about that, everybody. Was having a little technical difficulty there. Anyway, Rick, that's a great time between the people from in the Western Oklahoma and over there in Wheeler County. Not just Shamrock. It involves the whole Wheeler County. You got people from Wheeler, the whole nine yards there. And anyway, that was a great time. Congratulations to you guys.
Yes, sir. We enjoy it. And it's always a great time to get together with you guys. And like you said earlier, you guys have had that trophy so long, and we had to do something to get it back.
I know. You know what my feeling was when we drove away from there Saturday afternoon?
What was that, Jimmy?
You know when you go to the pool hall and you meet some pool sharks? Right off the bat, Gabe, my boss here, and me, we get you and your club champion. What's going on? You know, that I just feel like there was some conniving going on there.
Well, we had strategy we had to use.
Okay. Oh. Let's see here. I'm going to figure something up. Can you... Rick, speak one more time for me.
All right.
There you go.
Over here, Wheeler, and...
Yeah, we got you now. Sorry. Monday morning blues, anyway. So, yeah, it was a good time. We appreciate the meal that you guys cooked for us. And just before you called back, I was talking about... Melissa, the lady that works in there inside the club, and I can't remember the other lady that works the clubhouse side. What's her name?
Well, we had Madison.
Madison, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, they were both very nice for us, but, you know, I got to learn a little bit, or not learn a little bit, but get to talk a little bit of ag with her, because she's talking about her and her husband's got a ranch there by Shamrock somewhere, and they were talking about taking their cattle to one of the sale barns, and they were debating between the Western Oklahoma livestock auction and the Beaver up in Beaver, Oklahoma. It was pretty interesting to talk to her, and this is how bad hard hearing I am. She was, I thought when she introduced herself and where she was from, I thought she said Canada. And then it ended up being, I think she said she was from Canadian. And lo and behold, this is how bad my hearing is. She's from Canyon, Texas. So anyway, but you know, I know all the walks of life over here with the guys over at Sayre. They're farmers, ranchers, pharmacists, just oil field people and stuff like that. What's most of the people that there at Shamrock? What do they do? Besides being a judge?
We got some oil field guys. We got one of the ex bankers is here. And just some young guys that have moved in. And we've brought them guys in and trying to get them involved. We need more young people to get involved in this type of stuff. So we enjoy them. And we always have a great time with Sarah. Whether we're in Shamrock or Sarah, either time, we always have a good time. And I think y'all had somebody on your team, Mr. Markham from Wheeler. He plays for the Sarah team, and then we've got several from Wheeler that play on the Shamrock team. So we're very familiar with each other.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time. And anyway, I apologize if people were offended from what I said last week on the show about we're coming to see you guys over there, but I want to iterate that you guys, I'm glad you hung that sign up really high, because I've had some people just text in, they want to make sure we keep the least amount of Texas DNA off that sign, that trophy.
No, Jimmy, you're good. There's no apologies. We enjoy the camaraderie, and we like the banner back and forth. You know that.
Well, and tell everybody who you are. Tell everybody what you do. It'd be interesting that they knew who I was talking to.
I'm the justice of the peace over here in Wheeler County. We have two of them. I'm the one on the south side of the county in Shamrock, Texas.
All right.
And I've been here for 36 years now. So.
Wow. So are you kin to any of the Waltons with Walmart?
No, actually, my last name is Walden, D-E-N.
Oh, I'm sorry. I pronounce them all the same. That way everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Right.
But anyway, but your name and phone number sent to me is spelled Walton, not Walden. So I just looked at it.
I don't know who done that. But anyway.
Probably Ricky Tarby.
It might have been Ricky Tarby.
All right, well
we do have a player on our team, Noel Walton. It's W-A-L-T-O-N. So
all right,
he's old in church, man, you know.
Right. Well, Mr. Rick, you congratulations again to you guys over there. I enjoyed I spent at least two rounds with you over there Saturday, and that was fun. We always have a good time. And tell who's that guy that played with you the first nine
Delbert.
Holes? Yeah, Delbert.
Delbert Porter.
Yeah. Tell him that I got that picture with picture of him with the horns up, but I photoshopped it. So.
Uh-oh. Yeah, he's a big Texas fan.
Oh, yeah. But thanks again, and we'll see you guys next year. And appreciate everybody out there with their hospitality, with the steaks, and just being, you know, not mouthy like me.
No problem, Jimmy. No problem. We always enjoy it. Looking forward to it.
See you next year, Rick. So, anyway, sorry for a little bit of audio trouble there. I think he had me on speaker, and I think finally took me off speaker and we're all good to go or something like that. But anyway, it's Monday morning. Anyway, so we will be back right after this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, and I got all the weekend news and anything else you want to hear. We got it coming up right after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. how am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
McLean, Texas, 60 degrees, humidity's 40, dew point's 35. The winds are out of the north at 2 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 12 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.38 inches of rain, 8-inch soil temperature right now, 66 degrees. All right, let's see what happened overnight in the big ag world. Wheat futures were higher in overnight trading on signs of demand for U.S. supplies from an unlikely buyer. China stepped in for another large wheat purchase, purchasing 181,000 metric tons of soft red winter wheat for delivery in the 23-24 marketing year, according to the USDA. The USDA also announced sales of 117,300 tons of soybeans to an unnamed country and 100,000 tons of soybean cake and meal to an unknown destination. I don't get it. But anyway, China purchased 220,000 tons of soft red winter wheat, also for delivery in the current year, the U.S. government said in its report earlier in October. Wheat sales to an overseas buyer in the week through October 5th totaled 652,000 tons, a marketing year high, up from 273,000 tons a week earlier. China reportedly is sinking wheat to compensate for losses due to excessive rain in key growing areas that curb crop quality and yield. Export sales of soybeans last week totaled 1.06 million tons, up 31%. Corn sales through October 5th, however, were reported at 910,000 tons, down 50% from week to week and 9% from the previous average. Wheat futures for December delivery added 6.25 cents to 586 a bushel overnight in the Chicago Board of Trade. Kansas City futures were up 2.75 to 671.75 a bushel. Corn for December delivery fell at 0.25 cents to 493 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery gained 1 cent to 1281.25 a bushel. Soy meal was down $1.10 to $3.88.90 a short ton, while soy oil added 0.49 cents to 54.87 cents a pound. Speculators turned bearish on soybean futures last week that ended on October 10th, that is, while reducing their net short positions or bets on lower prices in corn, according to the data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors held a net short position of 3,185 futures contract in soybeans last week, a shift from net long position or bets on higher prices. Money managers and other large investment firms remain firmly bearish on corn, but less so than the prior week, holding a net short 110,449 future contracts last week. Freeze warnings have been issued for much of the western Kansas and parts of southern Nebraska and the Oklahoma Panhandle. According to the National Weather Service, won't be so bad tonight, but there will be some freeze warnings out again tonight. Frost advisories have been issued for parts of Iowa this later on this evening and into tomorrow, as the temperatures are going to drop in about what it was around here this morning. Let's see what the market's doing right now. December corn, 489. March is 504. Soybeans for November, 1286. Looks like it's up six today. Already January is 1305. December, soybean meal is 389.20. January is 384.70. Looks like it's down around 80 cents to $1.20. Soybean oil, December, 55.90. January, 55.15. Hard red winter wheat right now is 6.68 for December. It's probably down 4 cents. March is 6.77. What is cotton doing? Cotton's in the red today. December, 85.25. March, 87.22. Live cattle for October, 185.17. December's 186.70. February's 190.82. And February there. Feeder cattle, October, 248.35, down $1.52. November's 250.10, down $1.47. January is 251.72, down 52 cents. Lean hogs for December, 68.17. February, 73 even. April, 80.07. The markets, no matter what market you're in, I know the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ's up a little bit today. Natural gas is down. November is 313. Oil is down from crude oil from West Texas. November, 87.15, down 54 cents, and December's 85.74, down 61 cents. All right, what else we got going on here? Oh, I got this. Let me check this email out. I seen this on one of the OSU Extension Facebook pages earlier this morning, and I wanted to share this with you guys. Not good for our grocery budget, but good to know. We don't like giving you bad news, but we like to keep you informed so you can make good decisions for your family. You might wonder, why do I need to know about beef production numbers? Ultimately, these numbers will be reflected at the grocery store, and it may impact your decisions on what type of meat you want to purchase for your family. Today, Dr. Daryl S. Peel, OSU Extension Livestock Market Specialist, released these numbers for the ground beef market. Check this out. Total beef production in the U.S. is down 5.2% year over year through the first three quarters of the year. Non-fed beef production includes beef from cows and bulls and makes up an average of 16 to 17% of total beef production over time. Non-fed beef production has an average of 16.5% of the total beef production so far in 2023 and is down 6.1% for the year to date. Through the end of September, total cow slaughter is down 5.4% with a 4.4% increase in dairy cattle slaughter, offsetting a 13% year-over-year decline in beef cow slaughter. Cow carcass weights are down as well, averaging 3.8 pounds lighter this year compared to last year. Bull slaughter is down 6.1% year over year through September, and bull carcass weights are down by 5.6 pounds compared to 1 year ago. You guys stick with me so you know more. You want to hear the rest of this. Bull beef also makes up an average of 10% of total non-fed beef. Non-fed beef is used for a variety of products, including muscle cuts, sausage products, and a wide variety of processed beef products, but the largest use is for ground beef production. Non-fed beef is characterized by 90% lean, which are combined with fatty trimmings from fed cattle, characterized by 50% lean trimmings to make ground beef. These trimmings are the basis for the majority of hamburger used for food service, especially quick service restaurants and some retail grocery ground beef. Retail grocery ground beef often includes perennial specific grinds such as ground round, ground chuck, etc. Fed beef production from fed steers and heifers includes 50% lean trimmings that are used for ground beef production. Fed beef production is down 4.8%, where steer slaughter is down 5.8% and heifer slaughter is down 1.8% year over year. Domestic non-fed beef supplies are supplemented by imports of processing beef for ground beef production. As domestic processing beef supplies tighten up, beef imports are increasing as expected. Total beef imports through September are up 5.4% year over year. Last but not least here, ground beef is an important component of total U.S. beef consumption and is the inexpensive alternatives that customers increasingly turn to when beef prices rise. However, the overall decline in beef production means that ground beef supplies will be smaller and prices will be going forward. Here's a couple numbers just to help you out and understand what's going on. In January of this year, 90% lean was 247.13 per hundred weight. September, last month, 308.27. Almost 50 bucks, 49 bucks to be exact. 16.6% higher than January. 50% lean was 108.41 per hundred weight in January. September, it's 128.13. That's a 30.4% rise. Ground beef wholesale in January was $224.01. And in September, it's $278.25. That's up 17.6%. And there's no end in sight. And I think that's what, well, this actually come from Beckham County, OSU Extension. There's no end in sight with these numbers. Don't know if they're going to be stable. They're going to keep going up. As long as our cattle count keeps going down, our beef count's down, beef can't do nothing but go up. So there you go. Thanks for that article, Mr. Greg Hartman. Appreciate it. All right, let's take an OCA break, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. And when we come back, I'll have a little bit on them. They got an event coming up by South Aledi here next week. I'll let you guys know about, and we'll just continue on. Let's.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call, SEI Agritech, today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Sugar Creek Casino presents Southern rock and country group, the Kentucky Headhunters. Live this Saturday night, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center.
Let's all go.
Special guest, Artemis Pyle Band of Leonard Skinner.
Sweet home Alabama.
Kentucky Headhunters and the Artemis Pyle Band at Sugar Creek Casino. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 9th. 1,459 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 428 brought 271. 10 at 560 brought 228. 5 at 568 brought 245. 6 at 691 brought 260.50. 3 at 715 brought 206. 9 at 719 brought 250. 16 at 963 brought 231. 6 head of heifers, 503, brought 223. 4 at 579 brought 245. 10 at 684 brought 242. 12 at 756 brought 233.50. 4 at 884 brought 214. 4 at 956 brought 198. 5 at 1,022 brought 196. Butcher cows were 10 to 117. Butcher bulls 35 to 121. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see who I'm going to pick in northwestern Oklahoma. Let's go with Buffalo. And here's your ag weather report for Buffalo, Oklahoma. Dew point 34, humidity's 42, temperature's 57. The wind is out of the east, northeast at 3 miles an hour. No rainfall in the last 24 hours or 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature right now is 65 degrees. Fractional water at 1-day average 10-inch, 0.2. Sunset is at 7:02. Today, 66. Northwest winds 3 to 5 miles an hour. Tonight, a little chilly, 41 degrees. Tomorrow, 82. Back to real world. I did check the long range forecast, and it looks like, not to get your hopes up, I'm just stating the facts, what I see. I checked 3 different weather sites, and they're all saying the same thing. Looks like starting next Tuesday, we got a 40% chance of rain, but for the next 5 days after that, there's a chance of rain, whether it be 20 or 50% for the next 5 days. So all next week, if it rains every day, it's going to be wet. So be prepared. Speaking of farming, cotton harvest is going on, peanut harvest is going on, not a lot of wheat sowing and rye, true to cow, stuff like that going on. People be aware out there, lots of trucks on the road hauling peanuts, hauling cotton. Be patient. They're big loads, and sometimes they're in a county road, whether it's a dirt, gravel, or blacktop. Getting things situated and strapping their loads down. So just be patient with them, and watch out for the big equipment, strippers, and them machines and combines, peanut combines and stuff are going up and down the roads right now. So just be aware. They do have the right-of-way out there unless they're on the interstate. And if they're on the interstate, I'm sure nobody will get in their way. But they're not supposed to be on the interstate, by the way, FYI. But anyway, just be careful with them out there and be patient. The machines aren't fast. So anyway, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. I got this email from the world-famous Lori Campbell this morning from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Happening next Tuesday, next week, October 24th. At Sturwalt's Cattle and Clinics Arena, south of Leedy, it's going to be like a mini convention of cattle producers coming together. Hosts and vendors will be ready at 6 for folks to browse around, and the Livestock Nutrition Center will be providing the meal at 6:30. LNC will be getting her done. Then legislative updates and industrial updates will be presented in a casual program. Anybody interested? Let's go. It's easy to go. So for driving directions or to RSVP for account for the meal, check out Oklahoma's Cattlemen Association on social media or call the office at 405-235-3607 or go to www.okcattlemen.org, or you can even call or text the famous Lori Campbell at 580-273-5137. This will be one of the closest fall gatherings you'll have from the OCA for Western Oklahoma this fall. So there you have it. The interesting going. I gave you all your options there. Easy to get a hold of. And those fall gatherings I hear, awesome. I missed mine last year. Sorry. But anyway, I think it was Peanut Harvest. That's what it was. But anyway, you need to go to that and you need to join. It's an easy deal to go. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. High horsepower two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive tractors lead equipment sales in September. Combine sales saw a minor decline for the second month in a row, but they're still high. Sales for four-wheel drive tractors finished the third quarter of 23 with a strong upswing in September. According to the AEM, which is Association of Equipment Manufacturers, with the technology in today's equipment, it's no surprise to see the four-wheel drive segment continuing to grow as farmers look to increase their yields, said Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President. The segment has been strong all year as farmers are continuing to invest in productivity gains for their operations. Tractor sales. Total farm tractor sales for September of 23 was 21,008. Down 4.3% from last year. 21,959 were sold last year. Reports that 192,278 total farm tractors were sold in September for the whole year. That's down 8.2% from last year. Tractor sales are broken down by horsepower range as follows. Sales for two-wheel drive sub 40 horsepower tractors in September 23 was down 7.2% with 12,624 sales. Sales for two-wheel drive 40 to 100 horsepower tractors in September was down 7.5% with 5,297 sales this year so far compared to 5,727 last year. Sales for two-wheel drive 100 plus horsepower tractors in September was up 7.6% with 2,559 tractors being sold so far this year, 100 horsepower plus two-wheel drive. Sales for four-wheel drive tractors was up 113.8% in September with 528 sales this year and 247 last year. Year-to-date, AEM reports 3,064 tractors have been sold in this category, up 43% this year. And that was a misprint on their part. 528 tractor sales for September alone. Combine sales for self-propelled combines were up again in September, down 0.9% with 896 sales this year compared to 904 last year, but it was up this month. And what was it? AEM reports 5,694 combines have been sold as of September, up 25% from last year's 4,500 that was sold at the same time. How about that? It's a busy time of the year, by sowing wheat and doing harvest, and they got these 24-row corn pickers out there, headers for their combine, so you need about three or four tractors just to keep up with that thing. So I can see how these sales are up. Okay, let's go ahead and take an OCA break. When I come back, I have, Larry the tractor guy down there at Hobart, I know he was messing around this weekend at the drag races in Fort Worth, but I seen this article that I'm going to share with you guys that I've seen on the Ag Web. 8 lessons learned as a farm mechanic on a sunny fall day. So it made me think of Larry the tractor guy. So I'm going to share that with you. after we come back and I give you your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We're living in just such a world of automated. You call somewhere and you've got to go through how many buttons and numbers to get to someone that maybe might know what you're talking about. First National Bank, you call one phone number, you get to speak to me. The ease and convenience, I think, for the customer, and then just the confidence that they leave knowing they've built a relationship with their banker, the staff as well, that they can call on for help. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Where's your plumber when you need one?
In Elk City. That's where Klein Mechanical's ready to tackle those messy jobs that we all try to avoid. They're also looking to hire an experienced journeyman plumber with experience in residential, commercial, and utility work. Pays competitive along with a generous benefits package. To apply, just go by the Klein Mechanical office at 101 Stout Drive in Elk City or give them a call at 580-225-1242. That's 225-1242.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
At Easy Cater, we get it. Ordering food for work means you have to deal with this.
Client meeting on Tuesday.
Client wants Taco Tuesday.
19 people.
Need vegan options.
Our budget just got slashed.
Meeting is now Monday.
What about Mediterranean?
Client still wants taco.
Claire has a nut allergy.
Gluten-free.
Under budget. Check the
salad.
We need
vegetarian,
vegan, kosher,
gluten-free
tacos. Tacos for a client meeting? Just use Easy Cater. Food for work delivered on time as ordered with a huge variety. 100,000 restaurants, one platform. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you, and God bless you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ag weather forecast. Almost did it again. Bessie, I picked a big town of Bessie. 60 degrees currently there right now. Dew points at 37. Humidity's at 43. The winds are out of the north, 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 16. Rainfall in the last 24 hours, zero. 10-day rain, zero. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 67 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.1. Sunset today, tonight, 7:01. Sunny today and 66. I bet you're going to get there. And tonight, clear, low around 40. Tomorrow, 78 degrees. Okay. I gotta get this. Oh, I seen the email up. Anyway, here's some updates on what's happening with cotton. Looks like in October, In the October crop report, the USDA estimated the 23-24 U.S. cotton crop at 12.82 million bales, 310,000 bales less than the agency projected in its September report. Upland production was estimated at 12.46 million bales, an extra long staple. ELS production at 356,000 bales. Harvested area was at estimated 8.02 million acres, implying a non-harvested area of 2.21 million acres. The resulting abandonment rate is 21.61%. The national average yield per harvested acre was estimated at 767 pounds, 91 pounds less than the five-year average. In the Southwest, where we're at, the Southwest upland crop is estimated at 4.24 million bales. Expected harvested is 3.95 million acres, and the regional yield is 515 pounds, 168 pounds less than its five-year average of 683 pounds per harvested acre. The Texas upland crop is estimated at 3.8 million bales. Expected harvested area is 3.55 million acres, and the average yield is 514 pounds. With expected yields of 900 pounds, Kansas is up in yield when compared to its five-year average, while Oklahoma is down with an estimated 418 pounds per harvested acre, and that's down 262 pounds per acre for the five-year average. So there, anyway, not a whole lot else going on with according to the NCC. Let's see here, some chemical stuff going on, talking about EPA is moves to regulate treated seeds, and that's a long story there. Net export sales for the week ended October 5th were 47,200 bales. This brings the total 23-24 to 6.1 million bales. Total sales at the same point last year, or the 22-23 marking year, was 8.6 million bales. Shipments for the week, 110,600 bales, a marking year low, bringing total exports to date to 1.7 million bales compared to 2.3 million bales last year. So there's your cotton update. All right, I hope he's listening. I hope he's still at the drag races. But eight lessons learned as a farm mechanic on a sunny fall day. The customer, and I know people like this, I swear I do. The customer admitted he knew there was a small gully hidden in the weeds of a waterway, but thought that if I hit it fast enough, I could sort of jump it. The statute of limitations on this situation has expired. So here are eight lessons learned on a sunny day in late October many years ago when a combine got stuck in a gully. Sometimes you have to be blunt and say, no, you're not going to finish this field today. Yeah, I've heard that before. Number two, some people obsessed about salvaging a bent shield when they got a broken axle. That was in the picture. Some guy had the shield in his hand and there's an axle broken. Several different versions of how and why this happened will be offered by the customer as the repair progress. The truth will be revealed eventually. Number four, it saves time if the customer gets a tractor loader so he can move and level dirt so the mechanic isn't working in a flowing stream. Number five, a soybean platform can support a combine with one wheel spinning in a gully channel. Number six, a service truck for ag equipment can never have too many big wooden blocks or hydraulic jacks on it. And number seven, some people would rather drive 100 miles and save money on used parts that might fit than drive 20 miles and pay for new parts that are parts numbered match. And number eight is coming from a mechanic. A spade is an essential tool on a service truck. you got to see this picture. It's a bad deal. Anyway, let's see what's going on. All right, what do we got here? Okay. Congress claims, here's the claim, the USDA is incredibly shrinking conservation program a warning about the farm bill? Is it? It's a question mark. Congress has voted repeatedly to constrain spending under the Conservation Stewardship Program, created to pay farmers to make soil and water conservation a part of their daily operations. According to University of Illinois' Associate Professor Jonathan Kappas, writing at the FarmDoc Daily blog, said the incredibly shrinking of CSP may also serve as a warning about stewardship funding in the 23 Farm Bill. Former Iowa Senator Tom Harkin is chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, authored the first USDA Working Lands Program, named the Conservation Security Program, in the 2002 Farm Bill. The legislation was revamped as the Conservation Stewardship Program in the 2008 Farm Bill. It began with a target of enrolling 12.8 million acres a year, lowered in the 2014 Farm Bill to 10 million acres of the year, and changed to a spending limit in the 2018 Farm Bill. Projections for CSP spending have fallen a lot, said Kappas. Consider the CBO has once projected the assistance to farmers for conservation stewardship would peak in fiscal year 2020 at $2.5 billion, but the USDA reported only $429 million in the FY 2020, just 17% of the projection. Lawmakers earmarked $20 billion for the USDA conservation programs, including CSP, with the emphasis on climate mitigation as part of the 22 climate, health care, and tax law. With farm groups wanting more money for commodity subsidies, there have been suggestions to redirect that to climate funding. So just FYI on that. If you guys remember back in the election year, why President Trump was there and all the people were running, there was a warning from our current administration that they're going to cut back on subsidies and stuff before he left office. So I remember hearing him say that, and I'm sure some of you guys did. I'm not sitting here bashing on the president. It's not my job. I'm telling you my side of the story. I think he's doing what he said, but then this climate stuff come up. So anyway, pay attention to the programs offered by the FSA and the NRCS, mainly your NRCS. Pay attention to those programs, check them out, see if there's anything in there that you qualify to do or want to do. Might as well do it. Anyway, one quick report. Oh, I wanted to do this. I'm sorry. Let me see here. There it is. You guys probably seen it. I seen this on Jordan Davis Cook's Facebook page. Last Monday, October 9th, the Buffalo Feeders was honored to receive the Texas Cattle Feeders Feed Yard Excellent in Beef Quality Assurance Award. So I want to congratulate the Buffalo Feeders for that award. That's a huge award to get that Excellent in Beef Quality Assurance Award. Big time award. Got it. Okay, what else is going on here that I need to check out? Oh, man. Lost it. Bear with me here a second. Sorry. There we go. I seen this on Facebook with the Texas A&M Center for Grazing Lands and Ranch Management. Grazing misconception number 9. If I can run one more cow, that's more profit. One more cow does not always equal one more dollar of profit, but it does ensure more input cost. Adding a cow can be profitable if property is underutilized, but if the reality is that most properties right now are being grazed moderately heavy or at a higher rate already. Last but not least, one more cow may be the tipping point of which costs exceed revenue. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about putting a few more head over here on this place or doing this or doing that. And just be careful with what you got going on out there. So not a lot else going on. I got later on this week, I have a person that's going to be on here to talk about the 8th myth about GMOs debunked. We're going to get her on here and talk about all this. So other than that, everybody have a great weekend. Be careful. I'm going to go jump on the combine, get some peanuts in the trailers. You guys be careful. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.